I have always had this question, does the devil hate Latin? And if so, why? And then 2 weeks ago, I saw this great video by LifeSite News that talked about three different reasons why the devil hates Latin. You need to go watch it. But in talking about it, there was one that I had been reflecting on that was not mentioned, and I want to go into this right now. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into this. So let's kind of paint the picture of what's going on in the world at that time. Before the time of Christ, you have all these different civilizations throughout the world, the Aztecs and the Incas and the Mayas, sometime before the time of Jesus and even much after. Then you have Egypt and all of the civilizations that came around that area of Mesopotamia. You have these civilizations in the East, Asia and Japan and India, all these different peoples. And what do they have in common? They have in common these false religions that are essentially worshiping Satan. But something is different in Europe. You have what I would call the crowning jewel of the ancient civilizations, the Roman Empire, something that is in the area of Roman Italy and that spreads to all of Europe and begins to essentially take over the world. You could argue that the Roman Empire was the most powerful thing that the world had ever seen. It's what you could say was Satan's own Catholic Church, what was supposed to take over the world. It had developed the cruelest tortures, the most advanced technology, the most advanced and elaborate religion with the most gods. In this sense, this was the fruit of all this effort that Satan had put into humans to confuse us and to lead us astray. Jesus had his eyes on that empire. Not only did he want to conquer Satan's greatest empire, he wanted to transform it and turn it into what would later become the Universal Catholic Church. Because as we learn, the greatest way to humiliate an enemy isn't just to conquer him, but to take his own resources and make them your own. This is why the Catholic Church, for instance, in its early stages, when it would convert a country, it would take their religions and their temples and it would turn them into churches. Right now, we find this offensive, but this was their way essentially of saying, I'm taking this back and this is now for God. This is what Jesus did with the Roman Empire. And they even had an official language. You could say that prior to the time of Jesus, Latin was the official language of the devil. And Jesus and his brilliance doesn't want to get rid of it. He wants to make it now the official language of God. And seeing what God did, we need to learn, because we as Catholics nowadays have this tendency to see what's out there in the world, in the modern empire, and we want to throw it away. We don't want to take it and baptize it and make it for Jesus. We want to get rid of it and do something else. Jesus does the exact opposite. He takes the language of the day and converts it. In doing so, he is giving Satan an utter humiliation. And so whenever we pray in Latin, or if you can, speak in Latin, we are giving Satan a humiliating blow. We are reminding him of his immense loss, that he lost his greatest jewel, that he lost his greatest empire, and even its official language, it's not yours, it's now ours. In this sense, Latin is a language of victory, reminding us and him of the greatest victory of God that we've ever seen. So on the one hand, I put this out to all of you that love the Latin language, so you could know that you are digging your nails into Satan's pride. But at the same time, it's an encouragement for us to see all the other modern things, to make those our own. This is, for instance, the reason why I make videos on YouTube. I want to take all the things that Satan has possession of, the internet, modern technology, modern media, and I want to make it for God. And we should be the same. We should not be afraid of those things. For instance, we should not be afraid of cell phones. Rather, we should claim the victory over them for Jesus Christ. And we should do this with everything. If Jesus can win such an immense victory over Satan's greatest empire 2,000 years ago, he can do so again today. I will see you in the next one.